could.
I will be giving over a siche, a shir of the Rebbe, of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which is a siyu mehadrin on the sichta Shabbos. This siche, which this shir the Rebbe said on Shabbos, Parsha Shlach Tov Shin Chov Beis, and is printed in Lekut Siches, Chelik Yudalet, Parshas Vashanan. Since Parshas Vashanan has the Aseres Adibris, and one of the Aseres Adibris is about Shabbos, so that's why in this Parsha Vashanan, Lekut Siches, Chelik Yudalet, this Hadran was printed. Now we'll repeat the Hadran, go into the details of what the Rebbe explained concerning the end of Masicht Shabbos. The last Mishnah in Masicht Shabbos says, "Umaisa b'mei Oviv shel Reb Tzodik u'b'mei Abishol ben Botni shepokaku es amoyer betofiach bekoshres hamikido begemi leidem yesh begigis peseach tefach elei." Now what this means is, it's not exactly clear in the Meforshim exactly the case, but more or less, there are different opinions, more or less the pshat is like this. There were two houses next facing each other. And in the middle, there was a small path. And there was a window in the walls of both houses. Now, in the time of the Gemara, when it says a window doesn't mean with glass. It means a hole in the wall. There was a person who was very sick, and they saw that he's dying. And if he dies, the tumah might travel from where he is into the house. Because the din is that if there is a dead body under one roof with other things, the other things become tumah. This was a case where there was a path in between. On top of the path, there was a gigis. And the mess, they were afraid that's going to die. Or according to one opinion, was in the house across, or it was in the middle of the path. And since there's an open window, there's a hole in the wall of the next house, the tumah would travel. So the first thing they did before the person died, they stuffed up that window with a kele, klei cheres, with an earthen kele. Now, when does the tumah travel? Only if it's not stuffed, there'll be a hole. But if it's closed up, the tumah would not travel. But only if it's closed up with something that in itself cannot become tumah. Otherwise, the tumah goes through it. Now, a klei cheres, we know, doesn't become tumah from the outside. It only becomes tumah from the inside. So they took the klei cheres, they put it into the hole with the inside of the cheres facing the house. And outside, towards the path, was the back of the klei cheres, which can become tumah. So in their mind, if the person dies, the tumah will not go into the house. What happened? The person died, and they wanted to take it out. There's another way that the tumah would not travel in. If the cover that was over the mess in the path in between the two houses has an opening on top of Peseach Tefach Abet Tefach, then the tumah will go through that hole instead of going into the house. So if there is a Peseach Tefach on top of that gigis, which covers the path where the mess is, or the mess was in the house and the tumah would go through here, if there's a Peseach Tefach there, then the house would not become tumah. And so b'meila, they could take out the kela that they stuffed the hole. So they had to measure to see if in the opening on top of them, in that gigis, was a Peseach Tefach. So what they did was, they took a stick and they tied another kela with a gemi. A gemi is a reed, which is not a real tying. And they tied it on the stick. And with the stick, they took the kela and tried to push it, put it down, that should go through the hole of the gigis on top of the mess or the area where the mess, the tumah would go. Now this kela that they took was a tefach. So if it'll go through, that means that the opening is a tefach. So what they did was, let's read the Mishnah again. The story happened that pokaku es amoyer, they stuffed up the window, the hole in the wall, the tofiach, which is a pach cheres, a jug of cheres, they stuffed it up. And then Koshrus HaMekido, they tied the Mekido, which is another Klei Cheres, with a Gemi, which is reed, to know Im Yesh B'Gigis Peseach Tefach Elei, to know that whether in this Gigis, which covered that path, whether it has a Tefach or not. That's the story. And then the Mishnah continues, and midivreyem lamadnu, and from these words, from this story, we learned out shapekikin umeididin vekeshin b'shabbos, that you're allowed to stuff up a hole in the wall on Shabbos, you're allowed to measure on Shabbos, and you're allowed to tie on Shabbos, which means that on Shabbos, you're allowed to stuff up a hole, even though it could be something like building. Nevertheless, we see that you're allowed. You're allowed to measure. Normally, you're not allowed to do a measurement. You're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. But here, the Tzorech Mitzvah, you were allowed. As we see they did, they took it to measure the hole. And here it's Tzorech Mitzvah because it's in order to find out whether there's Tumah in Halacha or not. And also, you're allowed to tie a knot of a Keshe Sheinah Shel Kayomer, which means like this, that Midaraisa, we know, one of the Malachas is Kshira. You're not allowed to tie, you're not allowed to make a knot. But it's only if it's a Keshe Shel Kayomer. If you make it, a Maisa Umen, that's the Halacha. Maisa Umen means if it's a real knot, a double knot. But it's only Chayiv and only Osir Midaraisa, if you, when you make the knot, you tie it, you have in mind never to untie it. Forever it should stay. But if it's a keshe she'ein shel kayome, if it's a knot that's not, that you plan to take it apart, so then medarais, it's not osir. It's only osir medarabona. So what we see here they made this knot, which is not a keshe shel kayome. It was made with a gemi, so it's not a keshe shel kayome. And they were allowed to do it on Shabbos. So we see that letzeirach mitzvah, this is letzeirach mitzvah, they were allowed to do a keshe she'ein shel kayome on Shabbos letzeirach mitzvah. And the Gemara taka there, and that's how brought down the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says like this, that when we say that you're allowed to do a medida, we see from here you're allowed to measure on Shabbos, it's only if it's letzeirach mitzvah, like it was over there. When it says that you're allowed to make a keshe shein l'shakayomi in this case, it says clearly in Shulchan Aruch, it's only letzeirach mitzvah. But when it comes to stuffing up the hole, which is kikke, so Tosfos says in the end of the Masechta Shabbos, Tosfos also says it earlier, that you're allowed to do it even if it's not Tzeirach Mitzvah, even if it's not Tzeirach Mitzvah. And the logic over there in Tosfos is because if it's forbidden and it's considered like part of a binyan, they wouldn't allow it even Tzeirach Mitzvah. So if they did allow it Tzeirach Mitzvah, obviously it's not because it's a mitzvah, because that wouldn't be a good enough reason to allow it. Asima, that's mutter. Asima, in a case like this, to stuff up a hole is mutter. That's what end of the Gemara is, Masechta Shabbos. Now, the question that comes up is, what is the reason why when the Mishnah brings out the halacha after it tells us the story that happened, the seder is that from here we know that your pekekin, which is stuffing up the hole, you're allowed to stuff the hole on the wall, meididin, you're allowed to measure, and keshrin, you're allowed to tie. What's the seder of these three things? Because when we look at the maisa happened like this. First, they stuffed up taki the hole. Then they tied the kele to the stick. And then they measured to see if there's a pesach tefach. So really, when the Mishnah learns out the halacha from here, the Mishnah should have said that from here we see that pekekin and keshrin, first the pekekin, the first keshrin, then it should say the knot, make a knot, shenish lo kayome, you're allowed to do it with tzeirach mitzvah. That was the next thing that happened. And then the last thing should be made, and then they measured it. In other words, like this, the reason the first one of the three is pekekin is understood, because that's the seder the way it was. But the other two don't fit to the seder. So it should have said the opposite. That's the simple shaila. Now, be'emes, there's another reason why pekekin is first. Not only because in Maise it happened first. There's another reason why it's written first. And that's based and the Tosfos in Masechta Kedushin. In Masechta Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph, the Mishnah says there is Mekadesh Beyu B'Shluchei. A man could be Mekadesh a woman himself, or he sent a Shliach. And the Gemara asks, Haskde B'Shluchei Mekadesh Beyu B'Boye, if you could be Mekadesh with a Shliach, for sure you can Kadesh yourself. In other words, the Gemara's Kasha is that if it would have said, Deish Mekadesh B'Shluchei, you wouldn't need to say Bey. Because if you make a shliach, you know yourself. So Tosfos asks the Chura, you could say that it's leizu avzu. He's telling us like this. Leizu, not only this, first he's telling you the din that you could do it yourself. Now he's telling us the chidush. The chidush is written later. Which from Tosfos comes out, and that's what we're forced to learn another svarim, that Tosfos Kasha, and then you have Tosfos Teretz. The Teretz of Tosfos is like this. By two words, we don't have it in this Seder. By two words, we don't have to say first the din and then we say the chidush. That's what the Gemara asks. It shouldn't have said beya b'shluchei. Now you could learn the kasha in two ways. It shouldn't have said beya at all, just b'shluchei. Or even if it would say both, it should say first shluchei and then beya. And Tosfos explains why. Because by two words, you have to write the chidush first. The one that's a bigger chidush. And here a bigger chidush is shluchei. Now even though this Tosfos is basically answering, the Gemara is really talking, it shouldn't say the word beya at all. But from the way Tosfos writes it, it seems that there is a klal here. Because whenever you have two words, one is a bigger chidush than the other, which one should be written first? The chidush should be written first. That's what Tosfos says, that by Tevis, we always should write the chidush first. Now, between these three, which one is the bigger chidush? When we have these three dinim of Pekekin, and made it in Mekeshrin. So, Pekekin is a bigger chidush. Why? Because as we said before, this din that you're allowed to stuff the hole in the wall on Shabbos is even if it's not Seirich Mitzvah. That's a big chidush. And as we said before, because if it would be a problem of binyan, what Tosfos says, you wouldn't do it on Seirich Mitzvah either. So the fact that Yassim and you're allowed to do it, that's a big chidush, that you could even do it if it's not on Seirich Mitzvah. But this din of that you're allowed to measure medida and you're allowed to make the knot, it's only l'tzeirich mitzvah. So according to the Tosfos in Kedushin, that you, like two words, you always write the chidush first. So here, when we're talking about specific words, not whole cases, not whole babas, but words, pekekin comes first. That's the biggest chidush. So we're saying now another reason why the Mishnah brings pekekin first. Not only because that's what happened first, because that's a bigger chidush. So we have another reason why Pekekin is first. But that doesn't answer the question why later on we say the next thing is we say made it in the kesher, first made it in the kesher. This svara doesn't apply because they both seem to be an equal chidush. And if it's an equal chidush, which one should be written first? The one that happened first. So it should say Pekekin and kesher because kesher happened right after they stuffed up the hole. And then would be made it the last thing. So l'chure, it should write first Kishin and then Meidedin. Now, be'emes, between the two of Kishin and Meidedin, which one is a bigger chidush? So we said till now, they're both equal. So if they're both equal, they should be written according to the way the Maisa happened. So it should be Pekekin and then should be Kishin the Meidedin. But Be'emes, it's more than that. In the heter of Kesherin, the fact that you're allowed to make a Kesher, She'en Nishal Kayame, L'Tzeirach Mitzvah, is a bigger Chiddush with the fact that you're allowed to be made it L'Tzeirach Mitzvah. Why? Because when we talk about the Isser of Medida B'Shabbos, the Isser that you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, so the reason it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe, I'll quote the way, try to quote the way the Alter Rebbe writes, it makes it very clear. So he writes in Hilch in Siman Shin Vav, the Alter Rebbe writes like this, because to measure is a weekday thing. It's a zilzal, it's not such covet for Shabbos. That's the whole Easter of Medida. But when it comes to the Easter of making a knot, She'en Nishal Kayome, which is Oser Medirabonon, so here the Alter Rebbe writes the Loshen, because Medivrei Seifrim Nikro Ze Gam Kishal Kayome. Even if it's not a Kesher Shel Kayome, but Midrabonon, it's still considered Midrabonon a Kesher Shel Kayome. Which means, because it's similar to a Kesher Shel Kayome, that's why the Rabbonon asked it. So it comes out, which of the two is more reason to be Osir? So it comes out that to make a Isra of Kshire, to do the Kshire, She'en Shel Kayome, which is Osir Midrabonon, is worse than doing Medide. In other words, if you're not doing it, let's say Rech Mitzvah, which you're talking, not allowed to do both. You're not allowed to do a Kesher Shein Shel Kayome, and you're not allowed to do a regular Medida. Which one is worse? So it seems like that the Kshira is worse, because Kshira is more similar to Issa Daraisa, close to a Kesher Shel Kayome. Ma She'en Kein Medida is just a side thing because it's a zilzul in Shabbos. So since Kshira is more reason for Isur, so in the case of Tzeirach Mitzvah, where the Chachamim were matir it, it's a bigger Chiddush. So to be matir Kshira is a bigger Chiddush than to be matir Medida, let's say Tzeirach Mitzvah. So based on the cloud that we said before from Tosfos, that by when it talks by single words, you write the Chiddush first. So should have written the heter of Kshira before the heter of Medita, because that's a bigger Chiddush. So based on this also, it should have said that Medivreim Lamadnu Shepekekin VeKeishrin Umedid in B'Shamas. Pekekin is first because that's how it happened, but decides that it's first because that's the biggest Chiddush. And then it should say that you're allowed to be Kesher and allowed to be Medit for two reasons. Number one, that's the way it happened. And besides that, as we just said, there's a bigger Chiddush in the Inyan of Kshira that you're allowed to do it, let's say, the Chmitzah, Keser, Shein, Shekayome, more than by Medida, and the Chiddush has to be written first. Now, it seems that this is a small, basically, we call it Digduk Anias. It's not such a Tifa Kasha in Lomdis. It's a Kasha only in the Lashainess of the Gemara, and not even in the Loshan, it's just in the Seder of the words. Not a major Kasha. But as we will see, this has to do with the whole geder of the Melacha Kshira on Shabbos, as we will see. So it's not just a simple thing. It has to do with the whole inyan of what is the reason for the Melacha of Kshira on Shabbos, a Kesha Shel Kayome, and then we'll understand the Kesha Shein Shel Kayome, and then we'll understand Tzeirach Mitzvah, etc., as we will go on. Now to explain this, we know that by a Hadr and by a Siyam, we always connect the end of the Mesichta to the beginning of the Mesichta. Like it says, notes, chilosim, b'seifon. So we always connect the beginning and the end. So let's start with the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. The beginning of Masechta Shabbos, first Mishnah, talks about the Meleches Heitzah, the Melech of carrying out from one Rishus to another. Now we know that Midereise, the Isur of Heitzah, let's say from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, is only if you make an Akira Nanoche. It means you make an Akira, let's say by a Hitzor, you make Akira in the Rishus HaYochid, you pick it up from a resting place in the Rishus HaYochid, you carry it out to the Rishus HaRabim, and you make Hanocha, you put it down. The same thing is opposite by Achnosa, when you take a different Shram Rishus HaYochid, same thing by Dal Adam, it has to be an Akira with an Hanocha, that's the din. But what happens if you do Hitzor or Achnosa, and you did not do an Akira and Hanocha, let's say you did only an Akira, you picked it up in the Rishus HaYochid, took it out of Yisrael, but didn't put it down. Midaraisa, it's not osir, it's mutter. It's Isad Rabbanon. And the first Mishnah of Shabbos talks about it, tells us that this is a Isad Rabbanon only. If it's Akira and Anoch, it's Isad Raisa, and you're Chayef, but it's if it's Akira without Anoch, or Anoch without an Akira, it's only Isad Rabbanon. So here we have the famous Kasha. Why is Akira without Anoch, or Anoch without an Akira, also not osir midaraisa, mitzad the din of chotzishir? We know there's a din chotzishir also in Atayra. In Gemara in Yume, now find Dalet, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and the Shlokish. There it talks about Yom Kippur, but anything that has a shir, when you eat non-kosher food, you eat on Yom Kippur, there's a certain shir that you're chayev if you do that. What about less than the shir? So we know to eat less than the shir also osir. You're not chayev the einish, you're not punished for it, but it's also osir. The question is, it is osim mit atayre or osim mit rabbanon? So you have a machlekes v'shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan. V'shlokish says chotzishir osim mit rabbanon. Midrash says akamuter. The rabbanon made it osim. And Rabbi Yechanan says chotzishir osim mit atayre. So it's a isa deraisa. You're not chay, but it's isa. So the question is, why is an akira without a hanocha b'hitzor or a hanocha without an akira only osim mit rabbanon? Why is it not osir al chotzishir? You did half of it, so you did chotzishir, and chotzishir is also osir. Now, the truth is, there are some opinions that hold that the whole din of chotzishir is only said by midat achila, things of food, but it's not said by Yisur Shabbos. But there are many poskim hold not like that. Rasha in Shabbos, daf ayin dalad amad aleph, Rasha holds that there is chotzishir even by Shabbos. The Meiri and daf gimel amad beis, Yisur England, lekach tev, klal tes, Sivot talks about it. Then you have that Goy Soshin, the end of Peder Kal Godel, and the beginning of Peder Kamitziyayin, Korban Sanald. Anyway, so they all hold that there is Chotzishir also by Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe says that, Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Lamed Vov, says clearly, he says that the Shir that you're Chayev for writing is two letters, but you're not allowed to write one letter either, midaraisa, because it's chotishir. You know, the isra of gziza, cutting hair of a living thing, the shir is yochayev only when you cut two hairs. But he says you're not allowed to cut one hair midaraisa because of chotishir. So we see the Alter Rebbe also paskins that chotishir applies by Shabbat. Now we know that the shir, the Sarambam, and the Chaim, Reb Nachum Zembe talks about it, Talkas Yoyev. Anyway, but many poskim hold that there is a din of chotishir also by Shabbat. So the question is, why is there no isur midaraisa to do a nakira without a hanoch, hanoch without a nakira by Hitzoah when it's chotishir? And the answer is, the lotion is chotishir osir menatere, half of the shir. That means that whatever you did has the full-fledged quality of the isur. What's missing is the quantity, the measurement amount. Like when you eat, the shir is a kazayis. Half a kazayis has the same quality of the food. If it's safe for food, it's the same quality, whether it's big or small. What it's missing is in the kamus. That's not the eichus. It's missing in the kamus. So then we say, chotishir, since you did the whole isur, so that, and it's, since it has the whole isur by eichus, even though it doesn't have the shir, it's osir midaraisa. But by the case of akira without anocha, akira itself or anocha itself, is chotzi melocha, it's not chotishir. It doesn't have the full-fledged melacha. It's not the pshat that has the full melacha, but it doesn't have the quantity. It's half of the echos of the quality and the gedder of the mahus of the pa'ula of the act of caring. Therefore, it's not osir bideraisa. That's when again the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that why does the Mishnah say that akira itself, anoch itself, is only osir midarabonon? Because it's a chotzi melacha, not a chotzi shir. Chotzi shir would be also medarais. Fine. We apply that to the end. The end is talking about kshire. So, by kshire, as we said before, medarais, it's only also if it's a kesha shel kayome. A kesha sheina shel kayome, it's not also medarais. It's also medarabana. The question is the same question. Why can't we say that a kesha sheina shel kayome is also medarais als chotzi shir? Because it's missing half. Part of it you did. So the answer is the same as we said b'negeya, akira, and hanoch itself. That if you're missing the das of a chibi shel kayome, it's not that you're missing just in the shir. You're missing in the mahus of the malacha. This inyan of being a keshe shel kayome, that's part of the mahus of the malacha. The malacha of kshir is if you have the das she yishoyer kein la'ilam and that you say like that forever. That's part of what the malacha is. And if you're missing that, you're missing part of the malacha. That's why it's not osir midaraisa. It's only osir midarabonon. It can't be osir chotishir. Now the truth is, someone might ask, at l'chura, we could look at the kshira kesha shenin shekal yome as a chotishir. Because it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe brings it in the Shulchan Aruch, the Sima Shinyu Zayin, Sif Aleph, the Alter Rebbe says like this. If you make a knot, and he says, "Im kaitza bedaita eizes man shozi atirendo bevadai." If you, when you make the knot, you make up your mind that there's a certain time you're going to take it apart. Afilo uzman oruch meid, even if it's for a long time, eizes shel kayomim minatayin. It's not called kesher shagomim minatayin in the spot. The Rabbana said this is also called shekayomim, but mederaisa it's not. So luchure, it comes out that mederaisa you're chayiv if you have in mind that you will have this kesher for a very, very long time. Forever, for a long time. If you have a mind to have less than that, so it's part of the shir. In other words, the shir is if you have it for a long time, for no end. And this is part of that shir. So the chura by kesha, you could look at it as chotzi shir. It should be a chotzi shir. It's half of the shir, because the shir is forever, and this is less. So why are we saying it's not chotzi shir? It's half of the mahus of the malacha. So the answer is, the difference is not in shir, that this is for a long shir, and if you have in mind to take it off in a week, a month, whatever it is, it's called part of the shir. If it's kesher shel kayome, it's a different mahus, a different thing of the kesher. It means it's going to be a knot that's going to stay there without any changes. Not it's a time thing. How long will it be? Will it be for 10 years, or will it be now for a month? Or it'll be for a lot of years. It's not the difference between kesher shel kayome and kesher shel kayome. Kesher shel kayome means forever. That means it's a knot, that's it. It's staying that way. There is no shear there. And if you do it for less than that, it's a different thing. It's a different mahus of a thing. And that's why it's not osir midaraisa. It's al derech, like a Tshuvas HaRashba, it's in a different inyan. Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelekalos Simetes. So there he says, the pasuk where it says, Atahush Nesechel Leyatoma, it says on the Eibishter that you and your years will never stop. So he teaches, it's not the pshat, it's going to be a very, very long time. More than other things which will stop, which have Agbalah. It's a different mahus. It's a different kind of thing. We find it in other places also. Ubemeila, we understand why there is no din of Chotishir should be also medaraisa by the case of the Kesher. So we know why there's no Chotishir in the Geya and Akira and Anocha itself, not in Akira with Anocha, and the same thing here also. But what we have to understand now, if we compare the two, the Kesher, Sheinei Shel Kayome, that's not Chotishir, that's Chotim Elochim, also medarabonon, and we compare it to the Inyan of Anocha and Akira itself, to also not being Chotishir, but it's Chotim Elochim, it's also medarabonon. Why is there a difference between the two? When they gave the melacha of hitzah, of caring, without, with Akira and only or Anocha itself, which is also with Rabbanan, as we said, it's also even Tzerech Mitzvah. Adarabe, before Shem explain, like the Meiri, and the Tanura, and the Teis Vishyontif, all in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, when the Mishnah tries to give us the example of doing an Akira with Anocha, Akira without Anocha, it talks, and by Akira with Anocha is the Raisa, this is the Rabbanon. It gives an example of two people, one standing outside, one standing inside. The one from inside is in the Rishus HaYochi, the one outside is Rishus HaRabim, and it goes into the cases, what happens there. But the way it says is that if the poor man is standing outside, the rich man is standing, the Balabos is standing inside. And the question is, if the rich man, the Balabos inside, picked it up inside and put it down on outside in his hand, whatever, is Chaim the Raisa. If he didn't, it's Rabbanon. Why did the Mishnah give an example of a poor man and old man? What's a chilek? Poor or old might not community these things. So the Mefarsh would say, to teach you, when you give money to a poor man, you're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. To tell you that this Iser the Rabbanon, if you do only a Hanoche or only a Nakire, which is not Osed Rais, only Osed Rabbanon, is even if it's Tzedek Mitzvah. That's why it says there. So here we see that the Iser of the Chotzi Meloche, of Hanoche itself, Akira itself, is Osir. With the Rabbanon, even Tzerech Mitzvah. But by Kshira, as we said, Tzerech Mitzvah is Mutter. We said Kesha Sheinei Shel Kayome is also, we said, a Chotzi Molocha. And it's also with the Rabbanon, but Tzerech Mitzvah is Mutter. What is the difference? That's the Shail we have. We compare them. What is the difference? So, the Chura, the difference is like this. They're both Osim with the Rabbanon. But the reason why they're osir is not the same reason. And let's look at the reason, not the same category of reason, actually. Let's look at the reason. When a geyer making an akira itself or anoch itself, the reason is, Rashi says, and our base in Shabbos, that it's a gzeira, shema yoveyu kol echod ve'echod lasis melach eshlema b'Shabbos. We're afraid that if we're going to allow you to do an akira itself, you might make an anoch also, and you will be able on the Isa deraisa. The truth is, the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shimem Zayin Sif Aleph quotes the Lashon of Rashi. He adds one word. Rashi says, "Shema Yaveyu Kol Echad VeEchad Lasses Melach Shleim B'Shabbos." Rashi, the Alter Rebbe adds, "Shema Yaveyu Kol Echad VeEchad Mehem Lasses Melach Shleim B'Shabbos." One of them, and Luchura, he's trying to add to tell us Pshat, because there is a whole Shak of Ataria in the Meforshim. And you get Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos of Gimel Matalif in Ptura Dosil, but in that Tosfos, that Rashi. So there's a Shaila. An Akira without Anochi, we know what the Gzeira is. If you allow someone to make an Akira itself, so he might make the Akira and then continue making Anochi. That's a Gzeira. But if you make Anochi without an Akira, what can happen? You made the Anochi, it's finished. So what the Pashta seems to be that someone else will see you making a Hanocha without an Akira, and that's okay, he will go ahead and make an Akira with a Hanocha. You go a step further. It's not only a question for someone else, a question for this guy himself. If we allow him to make a Hanocha by itself, next time, he himself will make an Akira with a Hanocha. So the Alter Rebbe adds the words, Shema Yaveyu Kol Echad Vechad Mehem, to tell you that it's not only a Gzeira for somebody else. Kol Echad Vechad Mehem, every one of these, the one that made Akira itself might make Akira with Hanocha, and the one that made only Hanocha might make an Akira by Hanocha next time. But anyway, that's not the gay. The bottom line is that the reason why you can't, you're not allowed to meet a rabbon and do an akira by itself, anocha itself, it's a gzeira, you might come to do a melacha on Shabbos. Benegeya, the reason why a kesha she'ein shakayom is osur. So here, the reason is because, as we said before, medibre sofrim nikro ze gamkin kayome, shakayome, hail ve'emid le'iskayim ezesman. It's called shakayome. With the rabbonin, it's called shakayome. It's not just two different reasons. There are two categories of reasons. Now, I'll explain what I mean. We see in the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Chof Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, where he starts off about the Dvarim Osem et Rabbonon, the Rambam says like this. Ne'amar b'Torah, it says in the Torah, Tishbeis. Afilim b'dvarim she'ein ha'malocha chayiv lishbeis mehem. But even things which are not ha'malocha, the Torah wants you to rest from them. And then the next words are the important words. He says like this. U'dvarim harbehein she'osr chachomim mishum shvuz. Many things that Rabbonon forbid because of the shvuz. And then he says, mehem, some of them that they forbid. Is dvarim asurim mipnei shem damim l'mlochas. They're also because they are similar to a melacha daraisa. Umehem, and some things are dvarim asurim gzeira shem yovim amisus kila. It's because we're afraid you might come to it. So the Rambam makes it very clear that there are two categories in the Surah Rabbanon. Certain things are also not because we're afraid this will bring you to isa daraisa. It's because it looks like a melacha daraisa. Since it's damim, the chachamim asad. And certain things is because it's a gzeira, you might come to a yisad or isa skila. And actually, when you go through the whole perek, the different examples that Rambam gives, which things are osem mid rabbanon, so it's very interesting. Some places that Rambam writes that the reason this and this is osir, dipnei shehu ke, because it's like another yisad or isa. Sometimes he says this is osir gzeira mishum, gzeira shema. So if you look through the Perek Chof Aleph, Perek Chof Beis, Perek Chof Gimel, you'll see. So the Rambam obviously is machalik the two. In other words, those things which are osir because the day of the Malach, it's not a gzeira that you might come to Isa Daraisa. Because if that is, then why divide it into two categories? Everything is osir because you might come to Isa Daraisa. Asimah from the Rambam that it's not a poshut. Those things which are osir because the day of the Malach is not because they'll come to Isa Daraisa. It's only day of the Malach. And certain things are also. Now that is basically the difference between the two categories of Isa the Rabbana that we're talking about, Akira without the Anocha, the Gabakrish Kesha Shokayome, Shaina Shokayome. That the case of Anocha without an Akira, Akira without Anocha is Osir, says clearly, because you might come to Isa the Raisa. That's Xera, you might come to Isa the Raisa. Mashenka in the Kesha Shaina Shokayome, the lotion there is because it looks like a deraisa. It looks like a kesher shokayom. So, but the rabbanon they'll refer to it as a kesher shokayom, not because we're afraid it'll come to it. And that is the answer. Since the melacha of kshira is not because of a gzeira, you might come to isa deraisa. It's only because it's similar to isa deraisa. So here it's not as strict because it's not a gzeira, you might come to isa deraisa. So here it's much more svara to say that certain cases you're allowed to do it. It's like an osur because it looks like, but it's not going to bring you. We're not afraid it's going to bring you. We don't have that gzeira. So tzeirach mitzvah, it's mutter. That's why by kibbutz and anocha, that's why bakshir, I mean, it's mutter le tzeirach mitzvah. Hashem kim melechas akira. Without the anocha, we're there, the osir is because you might come to isa deraisa. So here it's worse, because you might come to isa deraisa. See, the rabbanan wouldn't make a leave in tzeirach mitzvah. So again, which is only also because it's daimel melacha. We understand we could be makel by tzeirach mitzvah, shenking by the case of anocha and makira by itself. There it's shema yove, you might come to iser deraisa, and there even tzeirach mitzvah is also. So this answers it. But the question is, this itself needs an explanation. Why Taka didn't they make a gzeira by akira itself and anocha itself? I mean by kshira, kesher shenei shokayom, sorry, by kesher shenei shokayom. Bukhura, just like they made the gzeira by the case of Shema Yovei to make a malacha by Akira and Aranocha, why by Kesha they didn't do the same thing? By the Kesha, Shema Shokayomer, you might come to make a Kesha Shokayomer. Why don't you make that gzeira? So the fact is, we see in the Rambam, and the Alter Rebbe brings, that that's not because of the gzeira. But the question is, why not? Why don't you make a gzeira here? Just like you make a gzeira over there. And not only that, it's a kal v'chomer. By Akira itself, or Anocha itself, in order to be Eved the Isa Daraisa, what has to happen, you have to do something else. Like Akira, you have to do something else to be Eved. So we're afraid you might do something else. Same thing if you only make Anocha, we're afraid the next time you do something, you make an Akira and Anocha. By the Kesh Shein Shekayama, it's much easier to be Eved Daraisa, because the Belut, the Mloch is the same. You might think that it's going to be forever. So this is more reason, seemingly, why we should make Exeda. So why didn't we make Exeda here? Now, why am I saying that there's a Svara why Bedafka here, there should be more reason to make Exeda than there? Because otherwise, the Kasha wouldn't be such a good Kasha. Because there's a Tosfos in a few places. Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel Lamed Beis, Yatchum Daf Kuf Dalet, and Nida Daf Lamed Gimel. Tosfos says, "Shema ein lahashves gzeira shel chachamim zu lezu." Eisem sheinim emloch eches. It's hard to compare gzeiras one what place they did make a gzeira and other place they didn't. So we can't ask a kasha. How come by the case of the kasha sheinim shakama we didn't make a gzeira? By the case of Meloch, we didn't make a gzeira. Tosfos says we can't be mashve gzeira zeleze. But we have to understand the pshat there is that stam hazeh, we can't just mashve and say how come they didn't do here, they do here. But it doesn't mean that when there is a svara, there is a stira. One is a stira to the other. When we see a svara that if in one place they made, the other one has the same thing and much more, then we have to explain it. Stamazi, if there's no stira, no kashas, just want to know why did they do here. Don't ask kashas. We don't know exactly what happened with the chacham saw. But here when you have a stira, so that's what I'm saying. Here there's a kal v'chaymer, there's a stira between the two. If by a case where we're afraid you might come to do another pula, we make a gzeira. So in the case where to do the isa that I says, you don't even have to do another pula, it's a svara. So l'chura, they certainly should make a gzeira. So the shayla is, why didn't they? So we have the svara that they are different. That's why one is osur, hanocha, kira, hanocha is osur l'tzeirach mitzvah. And kshira, it's not, because this is not a gzeira. The question is now, why taka didn't the chachamim make a gzeira here? So we have to answer that shayla. So we have to explain, to understand, in order to explain this, we have to first understand what is the svara, why is only an iser by a kesha shakayama? Why is the iser only by a kesha shakayama? Let's go in the loch of kshira. Why is it only also kesha shakayama? Now, it's not a kasha why. I'm using the wrong words, actually. Why is, because since we learned it out from the Mishkan, all the malachs of Mishkan, in the Mishkan there was a kesha shakayama, so that's why there's a kesha shakayama. Now, the shayla is not, why is it, the shayla, what's the hasbara behind it? What's the svara? Okay, we see, there is like a that it's only a kesha shakayama, and any shakayama shouldn't be osir, but what's the logic? It's the same thing, what's the chiluk, what you have in your mind? It should be the same. When will we understand what's the svara for a kesha shakayama? We'll understand why there is no gzeira by kesha shena shakayama. It's only because it's daimer. Now, I want to add something else. Something, a svara that I have on my own, not from the original place where I took this, I'm taking the shear from. And I'm saying it as my own because we should understand that there's a difference between when I say the Rebbe says and what I say myself. They say that the Bekiviga said this Talmidim, Zay Zokman, that I don't mind if you say over my chidushim in your name. Just don't say your chidushim in my name. Because, you know, there's a difference, chidushim of the Talmidim and the Bet Kiger himself. So here also, I want to say what I'm going to add now to this is what I'm saying, what I think myself. Why is it that we're looking for a reason here? I think we understand from where we got this, that Kesha Shekayom only is also Kesha Shekayom, that I said. But we're saying, what's the Hasbara? Why do we even need Hasbara? Okay, it's not a kasha why we need Hasbara. It's always good to have Hasbara if you're able to have. But I'm saying in this case, it's not only it's good to have Hasbara, it's be'emes, a need for Hasbara. Why? I'll tell you why. Be'emes, we all know what it says in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos when it talks about Hetzor. So we have their Tosfos and all the Rishonim. They claim that the melacha of Itzoya is melacha gerua. It's a bad melacha. It's a shvacha melacha. It's a weak melacha, not a real melacha. What does that mean? I want to explain what that means. Everyone knows, but I'll just explain it anyway, what it means it's a melacha gerua. Because l'chura, you have to understand b'chlal. Where do we know that you're not allowed to do lamates melachas? From the Mishkan. Whatever was done in the Mishkan when they build the Mishkan, those are called melachas. But the shaila is, there were so many things done in the building of the Mishkan, besides these 39 things. They used to walk and they used to do this, and they slept this here, they put this there. I mean, when you do things like that, it's only these 39 things they did. Well, the answer is the Pashtus. The Loshon Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Vov and in Bava Kama Daf Beis in the beginning, Kol Loshon is whatever was Have the Mishkan Chashive, whatever was Choshev in the Mishkan, that's a Malacha. What does that mean, Mishkan Choshev? It means like this. The Chachamim looked at what was done in the time when they built the Mishkan. Well, they assumed all the different things we see. Not everything becomes a Malacha. Why? Only things which have a teichen of a malacha. And if it wasn't the Mishkan, so that becomes a malacha from the Lamed Tes malacha. What is the teichen of malacha? What makes it choshev, have a Mishkan chashive? And that is, the reason we keep Shabbos and we can't do malacha is because Devishta didn't malach on Shabbos. Devishta rested. So from there, we learn out that anything that was done in the Mishkan, and it has the characteristic, the quality of changing something similar to the Eibush that created the world. So the Eibush that changed was no world. He made a yesh me'ayin. He made a yesh. So anything that we do which makes a change, I've read that nothing creates yesh me'ayin by us, but it makes a change. Like take a marshal, cooking. There's food, and when you cook it, there's a change. When you write, before the words were not there, and here the words are there. So there is a real change of something that changed, that became. Only things like that. And the Chachamim looked into the Mishkan and saw there are 39 things there of a change. Now, Heitzoeh is the only one that Tosfos says in the beginning, the Rishonim say that we can't learn it out from the Mishkan. There has to have a posik for it. Why? Because it's a melacha gerua. Carrying from one reshus to another is really not a change. There's nothing that happens in the object that you carried. There's nothing that happened there. It's just from here to here. There's a change in place, but there's no real change in the thing. Like when you're right, there's a change. There was no words, now there are words. And that's why it's called the Melacha Gerua, because it doesn't have the teichen of Bria. No, this reminds me, there's a famous question people ask, not so from people, that why should striking a match nowadays be a Melacha Deraisa? In the time when Chumash of the Gemara, there's a Gansak chef, the whole thing, how to make a fire, you got to take rocks and you rub it next to each other and it goes, Gansak chef. That's a malacha. But to make a fire nowadays, you strike a match. So the answer is, it's not because of the hardship of the malacha that it's awesome, because it's hard. Not because it's hard. It's because it's creating. It's a malacha of creation. In the letter, the Rebbe gives a different, same answer, but in different words. A very short answer. I saw the Ksav Yad of the Rebbe, someone asked him the same question, so he answers these words. As easy as it is nowadays to make a fire, for Hashem to create the world was even easier. And nevertheless, he rested. In other words, it's not hardship. And we see that in the Loshon of Tosfos. Tosfos Loshon is there. First, the Erzeru makes it even clear. The Erzeru in Hilchah Shabbos, Leches Hitzoah, says, Ma Malacha Osa. Before it was a chayf, now it's also a chayf. Tosfos says, "Malim meitzim rishus hayochad rishus harabim." Malim meitzim shayochad rishus hayochad. What's the difference between taking out from shayochad rishus harabim or from rishus hayochid to rishus hayochid? Which means to say, it's the same thing. There's no real difference. The Rashba says it even more. The Rashba says, "Ilu ponam mezovis lezovis masa godel." If you take from one corner to another in the house a big, big load, potter. If you take it out for one, a little bit, from a small thing, for one, it's just another, you're chayiv. Because the mageder of the malacha is not the taich, it's hard or it's easy. It's the geder of the malacha is the change, the creativity. The Rambam, Mepirish HaMishnah, uses the lashon, am heitzoa, hi malacha, afa pisha nirem emen, ain't a malacha. It's a malacha that, it doesn't look like a malacha. It doesn't explain why. But the pashta, this is the reason. It doesn't look like a malacha because there's no change. So having said this, that the whole gather of a malacha is the creativity of it, that's why we need a shayla, that's why the shayla is here. Why is midaraisa only osara kesher shel kayome? And if it's not shel kayome, why does that make a difference in the teichon of malacha? If you make a kesher and you tie something, why is it that if it's you had in mind to take it apart in a week or whatever, then it's not really the teichin of a melacha. Why not? There must be hasbara. So I'm explaining deeper the shaila why we're looking for a hasbara, why only a kesher shall kayom is also midaraisa. So the explanation is as follows. The taich of a kesher is a tying, tying two things together. Take two pieces of string or whatever, you tie it to thread, you tie it together. And you make it into one. When you tie it, it becomes one. Now you cannot call it, consider it, that it's really became one. Call it a kesher amiti only if you put it there in order to remain forever. That means like this, that the fact that it has to be a das of kayoma, that it's going to stay like that forever, that's what makes it into a kesher. Otherwise, it's not called a kesher. Otherwise, all it is, imagine you take two pieces of thread, you put it together like this. You take one, touch to the other. That's not, it's nothing. So if, even if you tie it, but if you didn't have a mind, it's not really called a kesher. So therefore like this, if you have a mind to tie it and to take it apart, so even when they're tied together, while they're tied, a real tie, it's not called a chibur amiti, it's not a real connection, and it's not in the gather of kshira de teirasa. So it doesn't have the quality of the malacha. When does it really become a new thing? It's only if you make it and plan to leave it there. So from that comes out, we understand that if you don't have the das, that it should stay forever. So it's not the pshat, you're missing part of the malacha, part of the pula. The chatchila don't have the whole gather of the malacha to begin with, because they're not really tied. There's no tying here. It's only a putting together two threads or two things. That's all it is. And that's why it's osur midaraisa only if it's a kesher shel kayomer. Just to give an example from other things to explain this idea. We have the famous Mishnah in Poro, Perik Ches, Mishnah Tes, and again the Horus HaMechazvim. When you have to have tefillah, those that have to have tefillah in Mayim Chayim in a well, if it's a well that we know that after, before, within 7 years, it's going to dry up, it's not called Mayim Chayim. You can't table it in it while it's there. Why not? When it'll dry up, it'll dry up. But now it's there. It's real fresh, living water. It's not. Because if it's forever, if it's for no stop, Be'etzem, that's one thing. That's Chayim. If it's going to stop, even though it's not stopped yet, but we know it's going to stop, Echadchila is not considered Mayim Chayim. Give another example that we see that how the Das makes it. We know Kol HaMakalkel in Pturin. When you're Makalkel on Shabbos, you do a Malach on Shabbos, which spoils something, you're Potim. That I say it's not Oser. But if you're Makalkel on Manas L'Sakim, if you have do the Kilkel with in mind to fix it, so even while it's being broken, it's called fixing. Because the Kavona makes it that it's a tikkun now. So here we see an example in the other direction, that the kavana now, to have it later, makes what it is now. Same thing for Ketit. If the kavana now is taken apart, we look at it, it's as if it's apart already. Now, to give a better example in Arinian, is the famous Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah in Perikut Beis of Hilchas Shabbos Halacha Beis, brought down in the Magen Avraham, Rambam talks about it. Interesting thing, very interesting thing. One of the melachas is tikkun keila, make bepatish, to fix a keila. You take something and it's broken and you fix it, that's a melacha, deraisa. And the example would be give make bepatish, when they would make a keila, after they finished doing it, they would take a hammer and give a bang. That didn't do anything much, but they just, that was the end. If you do that, you're over an isa deraisa. And similar, anything that you do that finishes the keila, makes something fixed, is a meloche osir medaraisa. Now here we see that the kavana that you have to fix it is not the pshat, that's the kavana of the meloche. That makes it into a meloche. By other melochas, it's not like that. Take the meloche of ksive. What makes the meloche? The meloche is ksive, right? Now you have to have kavana. That's the kavanah of the malach. The malach is not the kavanah. The malach is the fact that you're doing the pula, the act, the writing. The kavanah is the kavanah of it. By tikkun keila, if you don't have that kavanah, you didn't do a malach b'chlal. You can have two people do the exact same pula, exact. One did nothing, mitzvah halacha, nothing wrong. And the other one is chayiv misa because it is the rice. The example I gave him banging with a hammer. Guy takes a hammer and takes a stomach kelet there and get a hot with the hammer. Well, you know, he said the rice, nothing there. This other guy took the same hammer, get the same bang, but the kelet that he was finishing and gave the bang and kelet, he's chayiv. So here, the pshat is that the kavana is part of the malacha. And the Magid Mishnah says, because of that, you know there's a machlokes by Shabbos, between the Buddha and Reb Shimon, by Einem Iskabim. If you do a malacha, but you didn't intend to do it. So Reb Yehuda says it's still osir, still chayiv, and Reb Shimon says that it's mutter on Shabbos. It's Einem Iskabim. So the Magid Mishnah says that by the malacha of Tikkun Keila, even the Rabbi Yehuda will be made that if you didn't have the kavana, you're not chayiv. Why? By other things, where the kavana is a kavana of the ma'aseh, so as long as you did the malacha, the fact that you didn't have the kavana is not, it doesn't make a difference, and you're chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. But in the case of tikkun keila, the kavana is the malacha. Without the kavana, it's not tikkun keila. It's not b'chala malacha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd also be put and go a step also further. According to Reb Shimon, who says Einem Iskavim is Potter on Shabbos, or Mutter, whatever, whichever way we're going to go. But if it's Psik Reisha, if you do it in a way that it has to happen, Reb Shimon is made. The made Reb Shimon, Psik Reisha. Look there by the Mishnah, that it's not like that. By Tikkun Keila. By Tikkun Keila, even if it's a Psik Reisha, by Tikkun Keila, Psik Reisha doesn't make it. Because since it's Einem Iskavim, it's a Psik Reisha. It must happen, but you weren't Bechavim. So you didn't do a malacha. When does a psikresha work? When you did the malacha. Elamayda is missing kavanah, so the psikresha makes it that you're chayiv. But by tikkun keila, if you didn't, if you ain't a miskavan, you didn't have a kavanah, you didn't do b'chal the pool of tikkun keila. So this is another example of where we see that the kavanah is not just the kavanah of the malacha. It's a kavanah that is part of the malacha. So when I'm using this, the same thing here also, that the kavanah of Keshesh shel kayom das, that it'll be forever, that kavana makes the malacha of kshira. Without it, it's not a kesher bechlal. Now, be'emes by some say by other malachas also. The moshal dem rekeves hamishne, paid a good chashabes alacha yitzayin alacha chav gimel, wants to say the same thing by malachas tzeda. What's the malacha of tzeda? You can't capture an animal. So what happens when an animal runs into a room and you lock the door? You're Eivar on Tzeda. You captured it. So he wants to say that by Tzeda is the same thing. Locking the door is nothing. Can't lock a door on Shabbos. So if you're Mechavim to lock the door to catch the animal, then you did a Melech Tzeda. But if you weren't Mechavim, there is no Melech Tzeda B'chlal. And he tries to answer based on Kasha the Daran asks in Shabbos Daf Kuvov and the Rashba concerning Yerushalmi, he goes that. But L'chure, it's a hard thing to say it. Say such a pshat. Because if I'd say that it's like that, then even according to Reb Shimon, who says Einem Iskavim is Potter, but a Psik Reisha is also, as we said. But not by Tzeda. If Tzeda is this, that if you don't have the Kavanah, it's not the Malacha Bechlal. So just like by Malacha Tikkun Keila, if you didn't have the Malacha for Tikkun Keila, Psik Reisha won't make it Osir. So the same thing would be by Tzeda. Now the Din is, it says in Gemara Beya, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and it's brought on the Shulchan Aruch, Al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. It says like this, you're allowed to spread a machatzelis, like a cover, on top of a beehive of bees. As long as you're not mechavim to capture them, to hold them, to capture them. And it's not a psikresha. But if it would be a psikresha, it would be also midaraisa. Now we said, according to Kevas HaMishneh, that by tzeda, without kavana, it's not a melocha bechlal. So there's no din of psikresha. So what does it mean that if it has to be, when are you not chayiv, if it's not psikresha, but the psikresha chayiv? Good, okay, so it's another thing. So lapel, the shayla is be other malachas, but lapel by negei, I want to say that we find it by malachas tikkun keila, but here by negei, the malachas kshira, I want to say that it's, malachas kshira is the kavana of keayome is part of the malacha. It's not only a tenai in the malacha, that other malachas have certain conditions. It's not even at night, it's not at night in the malacha, it makes the malacha. Now, this is a reason to explain why, by the case of Tzeda, the Chachomim, did not make a gzeira. Ashayla was, why didn't they make a gzeira? You might, why, by tzeda, we said it's, by Keshe Shkemer made a gzeira, by Akira and Anochi made a gzeira, by tzeda, they didn't make a gzeira. By Shira, they didn't, why didn't they make a gzeira? And if you make a Keshe Shkemer Shkemer Shkemer, you might come to make a Keshe Shkemer. Now we understand why. Because when did they make a gzeira? When you do something, which could bring you, that something is something. Keshe Shene Shel Kayome is not part of a Keshe Shel Kayome at all. You didn't do anything. It has nothing to do with what a Keshe Shel Kayome is. That's why they didn't make a gzeira that like what you do, what you did, a beginning, you might come to do the end. It's take, in other words, to put it in other words, it's not even Chotzi Melocha. We ask the question, why by Akira and Fana Noche they made the gzeira and here not? By Akira with Ada Noche, it's not Chotzi Shir, so it's not Osem Medaraisa. But it is Chotzi Melocha. You did part of the physical Melocha. You did part of the Melocha. You did an Akira, which is part of the Melocha. In other words, like this, no matter how we learn what's the Ikir of the Melocha Vitzor, because we know in Achreinim there's a Chira, what's the Ikir of Melocha Vitzor? It's Ikir the taking from one Rishus to another, and there is a condition that it's only for Akira and Anoche. Or the Ikir is Akira, or the Ikir is Anoche, or both, or all three, whatever. Whichever way we learn, Hakol Meidim is for sure that the Akira itself is part of the Melocha. It's not, it's part of the Melocha, it's not part of the Shir. It's more than that, it's Chotzi Melocha. But it's part of the Melocha. So here, the Chachamim made the Gzeira, that even though you didn't do the other half of the Melocha, but you did part of the Melocha, so they made a Gzeira. Masha Enkein, in the Gei Akshira, when you did the Kesher Shein HaShikoyom, you didn't do, it's not even Chotzi Melocha. You didn't even do part of the Melocha. Because the Kesher is not a Kesher if you didn't have a mind to be Shikoyom, as we just said. But mainly, if the Kesher, that's the Danish Shikoyom, is not the Geder Kesher Midaraisa, so the Rabbanan didn't make a Gzeira, because this is something else. They didn't make a Gzeira from far-fetched things. So we see at least a chilik between the two. Now, what I just said now, that by a Kesher, the making the Kesher is not part of it. What do you mean it's not part of it? L'peil mamash, if a person will have a kavana to make a Kesher shel kayome and not actually make a Kesher, he's not chayiv. So it is part of it. And this part of the Melocha. So how do we say that the Kesher itself without the Kavanah is not a Melocha? So the answer is it's only part of it after you have the Kavanah. The Kesher itself, Mitzad Atzmi, without the Kavanah, is basically nothing. It's like nothing. But when you have the Kavanah, then when you make the Kesher, with the Kavanah, the Kesher becomes. So the Kavanah makes the Kesher into a Kesher, into a pool of a Melocha. Now, I want to add something else. Again, I'm saying this is something that I'm adding myself. That L'chura, it's still not so simple, because you could still ask. In Halacha, the Kesher that you make is not a Melocha. It's nothing. But the Gashmi is you did something. You put together two things. Okay, it's not a Kesher, but you put together two things. That's part. When you make a Kesher, part of it is putting it together, and then you make the knot. So putting it is also part in the Gashmi. Now, but Akira and Anocha, L'chudika, that's the same thing. Akira without Anocha is nothing. But I say it's no Melocha. So why am I saying it's half of the Melocha? There's no Melocha at all. So what's Sof Kosov, the difference between Akira and Anocha? We say that there, Sof Kosov, each one is part of the Melocha. And here it's not. The Kesher itself is not part of the Melocha without the Kavone. So there, almost like you would say, Bosar B'cholov is Osir. And Bosar itself is half of the Isur. And it's mutter because it's only half of the Isur. It's no sense. Bosar itself is nothing. Isur, all of itself is nothing. The whole Isur starts from both. So by Kira and Anocha should be the same. It's only Kira and Anocha. Nevertheless, we say no, it's called Chotzi Melocha. Why? Because the Gashmi is the putting together the two things, the doing the Akira and without the Anocha, the Gashmi is it's part of the act. Even though in Alocha it has no value, but it's part of the act. So we call it Chotzi Melocha. So why can't we say the same thing by the Kesher? So I'm just thinking myself, there's a little difference here. When you get Akira and Anocha, it's not a pshat that there is an Akira and that there's Anocha. They're two separate things. You got to do both in order to be Chayiv. It says in some Achreinim that Akira is the beginning of the Anocha and the Anocha is the end of the Akira. when you pick it up from someplace and you put it down, the hanoche is a strong hanoche. The hanoche, when is something really cold, you're putting it down when you took it from one place and you're putting it down. The same thing, the opposite. When you have akira is the beginning of the hanoche, and hanoche is the end of the akira. When is it really nekar? When is it considered you took it away? When you really put it down. So it comes out by akira and hanoche, it's more. And akira and hanoche, it's like a half of the, it's half of the hanoche also. Akira is a beginning, a potential of an akira and hanoche, because what is called a real akira when you plan to put it down? So mele, akira by itself and hanoche by itself could be considered chotzi melocha. By shenken a kesher, it's a thing for itself. And since it's nothing, it's just putting two things together, like since it's not the kavona to keep it, so it's really just like putting it together, so therefore there is no problem. And therefore, it's not called that this is chotzi melocha. And that's why over here, since it's not chotzi, not even chotzi melocha, that's why midarabonon, it's a irach mitzvah, it's mutter. And that's the answer that we're giving. We asked the shayla at the beginning, why is this tzayrich, why is akira without anoch also tzayrich mitzvah? And by kesher, so we said the difference is because this is also akira without anoch is also as a gzeire, and the kesher shein shagum is also al only daime. And that's why this is so by kesher it's mutter tzayrich mitzvah because it's not so terrible, and this is not, and this is also. But then we ask the question, what's the difference, taka? So the difference is here that by a kesher in kalyome, without the kavon of kalyome, it's not even chotzi malocha. And therefore, they didn't even make a gzeira because you didn't do anything of it yet. And Mashenke, by the case of Akiva Ananocha, you did a chotzi malocha, and that's why it is. Now, Be'emes, this chidush that we're saying here, that the gather of the kavon by kesher, is that makes the chshivas of the kesher, the kavon that it should say, that makes it into a kesher, that makes the kesher a davar choshev. Which is a chiddush lagabe the way we learn kipshute. Learn kipshute that it's a tnai. Kesher is the malacha, the making the kesher. Maisa uman, if you hold it, has to be a double knot. And the kavone is a tnai. When are you also chai midaraisa if you have that kavone? But we're saying a different pshat. We're saying that this is what makes the malacha. There's another, a difference that comes out between these two pshatim. And the chiddush, what we're saying, is if the whole reason of the kavone of kesher shechal yom is the kavone that's there, and that gives, the whole reason is the chshivas that gives to the kesher. What happens if there's another way there is a chshivas in the kesher? Another way. And that is, if you do a kesher, a mitzvah kesher. The kesher itself is a mitzvah. See, what we're talking now, if you're doing a kesher, letzayrach mitzvah, like in the case of the Gemara, you did the kesher letzayrach mitzvah. They wanted to measure to see if it's tomei, if it's like they say echtefer, be tomei. In halacha, they wanted like, but the kesher itself is not a mitzvah. But what happens if the kesher itself is a mitzvah? Now, mitzvah say achshavei, we know it says mitzvah say achshavei, that if you do something for a mitzvah, that gives it the chshivas. So, if you learn that the kavona is just a zaitik azach, it's a side thing, you have to have a mind that should stay forever. What's the chilek if it's a mitzvah or not? You didn't have a mind, so it's not chayiv, not osam ederaisa. But if there is a kavani, the reason is because that gives the kesher shivas. So it could be, the svara would be, that in the case of a kesher shal mitzvah, that mitzvah itself gives it shivas. Ubemele, you would be chayiv even by a kesher shen shal kalyom if it's for a kesher shal mitzvah. Now, could be, not 100%, but could be bedeichek that even if you learn it's a tnai, maybe also it would be chayiv if it's a tzeirich mitzvah l'moshel. And what would be the svara behind it? Maybe the pshat is that if you learn the other way, that it's only a condition, so the kesher itself, kesher that's there, the way you made it, is already choshev. Not the machshove makes it choshev, but the machshove makes it more choshev. Could be that's the pshat. And that's why it's chayiv. So the fee there, what happens if it's a kesher shel mitzvah? You could also say it makes it more chashuv. But that's already a deichik to say. The pashas would be, if it's only a condition, then even if it's a kesher shel mitzvah, you still wouldn't be chayiv. But if it's to give chshivas to the kesher, so a mitzvah gives a chshivas, because mitzvah say achshavei. So l'churi you could do that too. Now it says in Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going to use it like I did before also, the Alter Rebbe's Lashon, in Siman Tov Resh and Nun Aleph Sivov, when you have to tie the lulav. So it says if you didn't tie it before Yontef, he says tie it on Yontef. But he says I will also lasis al niva al gabe kesher biyontef on Yontef. You cannot make a knot and a bow. Keep mishein cheshish latire yelomis. Since when you do that, you don't plan to take it apart. So it is osir. So even though it's not a kesher chayomer, it's even though it's only al gabe, it's aniva al gabe kesher aniva. Nevertheless, since you're planning to leave it, it's osir. From here it comes out that had you had a mind to take it apart, it would be mutter. Because it doesn't have the kesher shekayomer aspect. It's a mitzvah. So from here we see that the mitzvah doesn't make it choshev. But that's not such a big raya because there's no real mitzvah to make the kesher. It's only mitzvah namufchor laged aluv. To put the lulav and the together is only a mitzvah namufchor. Anyway, after everything is said and done, what comes out from here that we have a big difference in the gather of the malacha of Itzo with Akira and Anocha, Akira with Ada Anocha, Anocha and Akira versus the union of Kesher Shein and Shekayomer. That's the reason why Kesher Shein and Shekayomer, it's a Erech Mitzvah, you're allowed. Now, based on this, we'll go back to the beginning and answer why the Seder in the Mishnah is Pekekin and then Meidin Din and Kesher. Now, Pekekin, we said we know why it's first, because first of all, it's the first thing that happened. Second of all, it's the biggest chiddush that you're allowed to do it, even not with Seirich Mitzvah. But we ask the Shaila, why is Meided in and then Keshin? It should have been the opposite. Seemingly because first they tied and then they measured. And also, seemingly there's a bigger chiddush in the fact that you can measure the Gabe Keshin. So the answer based on what we said before is like this. We said before that the Keshin Sheinah Shel Kayomeh, that the Chachamim Aset, is not part of the Meloche. The Kesher Einish Shekayom is not part of the Melachas of Kshira Deraisa. The Iser, why you're not allowed to make a Kesher Einish Shekayom, is not because you did part of the Melacha Deraisa, Chotzi Melacha, it's only because it's Deime, we said. It looks, but the Rabban, they looked at it, it looks like an Iser Deraisa. But inside the pool of the Kshira itself, it's not Osir. It's only because we compare it to something else, to a Melacha Asura. But not that this is part of it, it has no connection to it. It means like this. If it wouldn't be similar, there's no reason to make this Kesher Osir. Medida, what is the reason for Medida? Why is measuring Osir? It's not because there's a Shaykhus on Melacha Deraisa. It's not part of a Melacha Deraisa. It's not even similar to a Melacha Deraisa. The whole Yisod is L'chatchilu Medarabonim. What's the Yisod? We said because it's Maisachel V'Zilzol Shabbos, because it looks like a weekday, it's a weekday thing. It's not because of anything else. It's an Isur that the Chachomim put on that itself. Now this point, that this is an Isur that the Chachomim made, Mitzad Atzmo, is in a Prat worse than an Isur that's made because of something else. See, the Isur of Kshira, we said, is because of something else. Not that it's a Gzeira, you might come to that, but it looks like a Deraisa. So we looked at it, and we said, since it's like a Deraisa, we make it Osir. But in itself, it doesn't have the quality of an Isur at all. Mashenken, the Dide, which is only Osama Darabona, which seems to be even less because it's not even like a Malacha, but it has a quality of itself. In its own right, it's a problem. In a lower level, has nothing to do with the Deraisa. But that makes it more Choshev. That makes it more Svarit to be Osir. Similar to we have the Tshuva in the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer writes in the Tshuva of Erechaim Sof Simen Kuf Mem Hei, he says that the second day of Shavuos is more Chomor than the second day of the Ari Yom Tevin. He gives a reason why. The reason we have 2 days Yontev started because they didn't know which day was the real Yontev, so it was a Sufik. So they had to have 2 days. That's what it's a Sufik of the Raisa. The Rambam says Shavuos, there was never a Sufik. The reason why it was a Sufik by regular Yontev, because let's say Pesach, the 15th day of Nisan, you have to know when Chachamim made the Shchedesh, because every month the Bezdin would make the Shchedesh. And places were far, didn't get the message by the time the 15th day came. They didn't know if it's today, the 15th, or tomorrow. So they had to keep both. Shavuos doesn't depend on the day of the month. It depends on Sfire. It depends on Pesach, which depends on the Shchedesh Nisan. By the time they came to Shavuos, everyone already knew when the Shchedesh Nisan was. So they shouldn't have to have 2 days. But the Rambam says the reason is we shouldn't make any difference in Yom Tov. Chachamim decided it's not because of its a Sufik. They made a din of Shavuos 2 days. It should be like all the Yom Tovim. So he says, look at it. All the Yom Tovim come from a Sufik of the second days of Yom Tov. Shavuos doesn't come from a Sufik. So it's a Vaday. Now, the other days are sofik deraisa. When they made the sofik, there was a sofik deraisa. Shvuas is not a sofik deraisa. It's the Rabbanon, but it's a vadai derabbanon. The Rabbanon made it without the sofik. And there is a chumre. He says there's more chumre. And a vadai derabbanon over a sofik deraisa. Al derech zeh, we could say here also. Anything that's also because of a din deraisa, true, it's because of a din deraisa, but this is on the Rabbanon. So, but nevertheless, it has a kula because it's not osir on its own. It's also because of something else. But medida is osir on its own. The Rabbanon said, this is something we don't want. So that should be in a certain prat, should be more chomer. So when the Chachamim were matir at let's say Rech Mitzvah, it's a bigger chiddush, they were matir medida versus that they were matir kshira shein shokal yomer. And therefore, the Lashon is first medida and made it in then kashrin. Because Meidedin is a biggish, and it's all based on what we said before from Tosfos, that when you have single words, then the Chiddush comes first. So the first thing is Pekekin, that's a big Chiddush. Chiddush Bashal Halacha, that even not say Rech Mitzvah. Then we have a second Chiddush, that Medida is also Mutter, let's say Rech Mitzvah, even though Medida has a Chumre, that it's an Isra of a Zilzul Shabbos and Atzon. And then another din is that's not such a big chiddush, that the kshira kesher shein l'shekel yom is also muter l'tzeirich mitzvah, because it's not such a big chiddush. And this answers this whole kasher base, but it's all connected to the whole gedder of what the gedder of kshira is, and as far as the melacha deraisa, the melacha derabanan, etc., etc. This is all b'negeya the nigla pshat. But we know that there is nigla the teira, the revealed part of teira, and then there is the pnimis teira, the deeper pshat, the kabbalistic, the seder teira. You know what it says in the Zayar? That Nigla and Pnimius are like a Gufa and a Neshama. The revealed part of Torah is called Gufa Deraisa, it says in Zayar, the body of the Torah. And the Pnimius of Torah is called Nishmosa Deraisa, the Neshama of Torah. And therefore, everything that's there in Nigla, everything has the Pnimius Kipshat. Doesn't mean that we know everything. All the pnimis that from Mashiach will come, we'll learn that there are Rasha says in Shirashin, we're going to learn the time of Teda, the depth of Teda, the status of the Teda, we'll learn. But still, there are Svarim in Kabbalah and there are the Kabbalim that explained different Mishnas, different Dinim and Nigla, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Chassidus, Alpi Pnimis. So, Deborah here explains also this Mishnah Alpi Pnimis to answer the Shaila. The Shaila, as we said, why is the Seder Pekekin made it the invocation? First Pekekin that you stuff the hole. And then Meidedin is the measurement that you could measure, and then is Keshin that you could tie. And the Rebbe explains it like this. Behagdim. The Loshen is a strange Loshen in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, from Divreim Lomadnu, we learn out from their words, Shapekekin u'meidedin v'keshim Shabbos. That, we stuff a hole, we measure, and we tie on Shabbos. What do you mean? Should have said, from here we learn out that Mutter Lifkek, you're allowed to stuff a hole in the wall on Shabbos. We're allowed to the measure on Shabbos Lutzeirich Mitzvah. We're allowed to tie and not on Shabbos a Keshin Shkom Lutzeirich Mitzvah. Mutter, why is a Pekekin? Is this Mashme that this is what we're supposed to do? This is what is done. Pekekin, learn out. So Rebbe says, Alpi Chassidus, yes, we'll explain that. This is the end of Masechta Shabbos. And we said before that there's a connection to the beginning and the end. The beginning of Masechta Shabbos starts with the Melechus Haitzor. He said, Dinim of Mitzvah, Akira, and Anoch, all kinds of Dinim Mitzvah. So here we have all the Rishayim places and all the Rishayim ask, why does it start with Masechta, why did Masechta Shabbos start with the Dinim of Mitzvah? When Mitzvah really, in the list of the Melachas, Berik Al-Godel is the last. So why here Mishnah start with Masechta? And there is an answer, places, all the Rishayim inigle the answer. But Al-Pichsides, the answer is, based on this, there is a medrash that says it's in medrash Rabbah, Peshes Rabbah, Parshim Aleph, Hey, and Shmeis Rabbah. It says, I certain applicators ask Rabbi Akiva, if it's true what you're saying, that Eibishter also keeps Shabbos, how does he make winds? How does he make it rain? How does he make things grow? So Rabbi Akiva answered him that Gabbad Eibishter, the whole world is one reshus. So it's not that you're taking from one reshus to another. So a person is not allowed to take from one reshus to another. But by the Eibishter, it's all one reshus. That's the answer. Now the question is very obvious. Meforshim asked the question. If I tell you to ask the question, Shmeis Rabbah. The Marzu, I ask the question. They answer different answers. But what the Kasha is, this is only an answer how the Eibishter ought to carry. You ask him, how does the Eibishter make things come from one place to another? He's scared. You answer, oh, it's all one Rishus by the Eibishter. But he asks the Shaila, how does he make it grow? What is the growing, which is one of the Malacha Shabbos, how does that got to do with the union of caring? So, must be that the Malacha of Hitzoyer is the Yesod of all the Malachas. All the Malachas on Shabbos is based on the concept of Hitzoyer. And since by the Eibishter is not Shaykh Dinyan of Yisroel, everything is else's bottle. Now, what does that mean? Why is Yitzor the Yisod of all the Melochis? The Yitzor from Shus HaYochid to Shus Rabim, the answer is Shus HaYochid means the Rishus of Yechidai Shel Olam, the Rishus of the Eibishter, Yochid. Shus HaRabim, Rabim is many, plural. The Welt is plural. It's not Ardus. You don't see the Ardus of the world. So Rosh Hasharabim is the Welt. Certainly when it's bad thing, Klippus in the world is certainly Rosh Hasharabim. And Rosh HaYochid is Yechidah Shel Olam. Any melacha that the person does, what he's doing is he's taking out from the Rosh of the Eibishter to the Rosh of Klippus. That's it. If a person cooks on Shabbos, grows on Shabbos, it's all Hitzoyah. In the Ruch Nezikah sense, it's all Hitzoyah. He's taking out from the Rishus HaYochid, Yechid HaShel Olam, into the Rishus HaRabim. And that's why if there's no Dinei Tzor by the Eibishter, the Mela, all the Malachas don't count. They don't accomplish any Tzor. That's what it is. So this is the reason why the first Dinim in Mesichta Shabbos are B'negei Hetzor, because since this is the beginning of Shabbos, so everything is, the beginning sets the tone. Tells you, Beruchnias, what is the union of all the Malachas of Shabbos is Hetzor. Now, just like we say that the beginning, it contains everything from further, we have another thing, the opposite also. Hakol ha'el ha'charachitim, says by a star. The Gemara says in Baruch HaZafid Beis, that if you have a star, there's a stira between the beginning and the end. Anyway, you go after the end. So the same thing, everything. The end, just like you put the tone in the beginning, the end is the sachakol, so the end also. So here we're talking about the end of Shabbos, of Mesichta Shabbos. So just like over there is the Yesod of what Shabbos is, the end also. This end of the Mishnah in Shabbos, that Pekekin made it in vacation, is the end of Mesichta Shabbos, is telling us a Yesod in what the Gedder of Shabbos is, Alpi Pnimi Sonyonim, Alpi Chassidus. And Dafka in disorder, as we will see, Alpi Chassidus. And the Pshat is like this. It says in many places, Ox starts with Chaim Vital writes this in his Hagoas on Zeyar, Chayim Beis, Chayim Beis, Chassidus, look at the Torah, and different Maimorim is brought down. That we know that on a Shabbos there are three sections to Shabbos. One is the night of Shabbos. Sometimes it's called Maila Shabbat or Leil Shabbos. You have Yom HaShabbat, Shabbat, you have the day of Shabbos. And you have the Shabbos Mincha time, which is called, in the Zayar, it's called Raiva de Kol Raivin, the Rotzen of all. It's saying that it's a much higher level. What are the different levels? Alpi Chassidus, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Chassidus. It's like this. We know that there are four elements. Atzilus, Briya, Yetzirasiya. Briya is the first level of Briya. There are different levels of creation, of the beginning of a yesh, the beginning of a being already that's already a mitzias for itself. Elam Briya. Then you go to Yetzirah, Yetzirasiya, you come to this final of this world. The world on top of Briya, which is not part of the Briya, that's more like the Beta, part of the Creator, that is Elam Atzilus. Now in Atzilus, we have the seven Midas. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Yesed, and Malchus. And we always in Chassidus and Kabbalah divided into two. The seven, the six, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hei, Yesed, are called Zo, Zion, Aleph, which is Rosh HaTevah, Ze'er, Ampin. And then you have the seventh one, which is Malchus, which is the lowest. When we say from Atzilus comes the Briya, since Malchus is the last of Atzilus, so Malchus is the one that works with Briya. And Itaka says that the creation comes from Sfiras HaMalchus, and it says, Malchus comes, whichever way we'll explain it, here's not the place, that Malchus is Yered into Briya Yetzirah Asiyah, to Memvare Berurin, it says, oh, it's Malchus is connected. So Malchus comes down to Elam HaBriya. It says on Shabbos, there's Aliyah Sa'ilamis. Elamis go up. So even right away, Friday night, Malchus goes back to Atzilus. Like this, during the week, Malchus is within this world, goes back to Atzilus. Now, since the Elamis get their chayas from Malchus, that has to be. So even Shabbos, it gets its chayas from Malchus. But Shabbos, because Malchus goes back to Atzilus, So it has a higher madrigas. So what's Meir? What shines in this world Friday night when Shabbos starts? The way Malchus is in Atzilus. And that's a very high madrigas. Now great tzaddikim feel it. And that's the level where it says is Maile de Shabbat or Leil Shabbos is that starts. But afterwards, you go higher. So comes the day of Shabbos, there's a higher madrigas. Comes the level of Zod Atzilus. Zod, which you said is 6 meters is higher. So since as you go higher and higher, so what shines in the world, not only Sfiras HaMalchus of Atzilus, but also Zodei Atzilus shine. Then as the day progresses, and you come to the time of Raivi, they call Raivin, then comes a Madrega even higher than Zod. There's a Madrega which is higher than Zod and Malchus, and it's higher that it's Meyachid, combines Zod and Malchus together. It's Mekasher, Zod and Malchus together. That's the reason of the Kabbalah, why Friday night, I don't know if in all Mishchoyos, but in many Mishchoyos, you say in the Shemoneh Esrei, you say, V'yanuchu vo, Yishachas, you say, V'yanuchu voy, and by Mincha, you say, V'yanuchu vom. And the reason is because Friday night is Malchus. Malchus is always called as Nukve. Zo is called Zohar, Nukve, and Malchus is Nukve, it's Nekeva, so we say, V'yanuchu vo, Lashon Nekeva. Feminine. Shachar is when you have the Gilui of Zo, which is Zohar, you say, Yinuchavei, it's masculine. And by Mincha time, that's when you have the combination of Zohar Malchus, the Chibur, and the Kesher of both. That's when we see Yinuchavam, Bom, them, Loshan Rabin, because it's both together. Now, therefore, since Friday night is Meir Malchus in the world, as it is in Atzilus it says, there's no such thing as Klipe. Klipe is Yesh. Bria is the beginning of a Yesh. Natsilus, it's not. That's why the pasuk where it says Le Yigur Chora, there's no Ra, goes on Natsilus. There's no Yira. It doesn't mean bad, evil like we think of evil. It means any Mitzias other than Davish there. Natsilus is called Elam Ho Elakus, Elam Ho Achdus. There it's only Achdus Hashem. So during the week, we said that Malchus comes down into this world, away from Natsilus. Mitzad Briya Yitzir Asiya, there's a possibility of Klipe. So Klippe is Tfisas Mokim, is Tfisas Mokim. Shabbos, since Sfiras HaMalchus goes up to Atzilus and the highest in the world comes from Sfiras HaMalchus, the way it's in Atzilus, so the Klippes are bottled. Shabbos, it says the Klippes are bottled. Friday night, as soon as it starts Shabbos, and we see that, we say that in Kegavna, all Klippes are bottled on Shabbos. Why? Because Atzilus, Malchus of Atzilus is made, the way it's in Atzilus is made. Now, true, This is what happens. But we know everything that happens needs also a part of Aveda. A Yid has to work on it, and it doesn't happen by itself. It has to do Aveda. So in this Inyan, we also find Aveda. We find the Gemara says that a Yid who says, Vayichulub kol keche, is nasa shutub lakadosh baruch hu ma'aseh bereishis. You become a partner to David in the creation. What do you mean become a partner to David in the creation? David created the world. We don't become partners. So Chassidus says the pshat like this. David created the world, but what he wants is that he gave us a job to finish off the job. He wants a klippa should get out of the world. He made it with klippa. He made it in such a way that we should reach a point where Mashiach will come, the klippas will get out. But how do we get the klippas out? We have to work on it. And when we work on it, we finish off the job that David started. David started the creation, made most of the creation, but left the piece over. That fits to what the Chazal saying in Bava Basra, that when David created the world, Ruach Tzfeinis Einem Severis. He didn't finish off the northern side. Whatever it should mean, Begashmi is not, I have to think about it. But Chassidus says like this, Tzofein represents Klippe. The Pasuk says, Mitzofein Tiposach Haro. Tzofein is Klippe. David created the world that the Tzofein side is open. There could be Klippe. He didn't finish it off. He didn't finish off the creation. Finished off would be complete, no Klippe. He left the concept of Tzofen open. And what he wants is that we should do things to get rid of the Klippe. And therefore, during the week, the Tzofen side is open and there's Klippe there. When it comes Shabbos, the Yidden, through keeping Shabbos, become a part, they finish off the creation. They become a shoot of my separate. David created the world. He created it in a way that there's part of the world that's not finished. It's often, which is the fact that there's a possibility of Klippe. And the Yid, by keeping Shabbos, becomes the shoot of the my separation. So when the Yid starts off Shabbos, skip Shabbos, the first thing, and that happens the right away Friday night, Shabbos night, Friday night. So there is no more opening there. Like this during the week, there's an opening. The tzofa side is open. It's not stuffed up. And we have the ability of making that it should be closed up. No clip, but the tzofa side should be closed up. And that happens right away as soon as Shabbos comes in. The fact that we're Mekabel Shabbos, so we keep Shabbos. But then as a reward for this Aveda, comes the next morning, the Eibishter gives us more. Since we did things to bring, take away the klipa, which means to have the Malchus, the way it's in Atzilus, which there is no klipa, come here and get rid of the klipa, the schad is that we get a higher level of Eir. And that is that shines the level of Zoda Atzilus. And then during the day of Shabbos, we keep Shabbos more, then we go even higher. It would come to a level which is higher than Zohar Malchus and is Meyached them, puts them together. Bemis, even in Nigla, we find such a thing that our doing helps Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Lasais es HaShabbos, to make Shabbos. Even though the Gemara says Shabbos is Mekatshe V'kaima, Shabbos is there from beginning and is there, not like Yontev that depends on when the Bezn made the Shchedesh, or they make the Yontev. If they make the Shchedesh today, then 15 days later is Yontev, so it's them. But Shabbos is Mekatshe V'kaima. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says, Lasas is a Shabbos. To make Shabbos. There is something in our Aveda that we add to the Inyan of Shabbos. Actually, in a certain halacha, we see it. It's a funny thing. Interesting. We find that if someone is on a trip and he forgot which day he is and he doesn't know Shabbos, so he counts 6 days and then he makes Shabbos. And the Radva says that it's a Deraisa Shabbos. That means that his counting made Shabbos. So there is such a thing as with something that you do, you make Shabbos. But that's just a an emes to what we're saying here. But the Yitzhak was Aveda makes, so there's first Aveda that he does is, makes the Shabbos, by keeping, just the action, keeping Shabbos, Shabbos comes in and he's Mekabel Shabbos, makes Malchus go back to Atzilus, and the Gilui in the world is from Malchus Atzilus. The next morning, it's already Zohar Atzilus, higher, and then comes to, later on, is the level of the Chibur of both. Now, that's the reason of Yichsidus, why at the end of Masichta Shabbos, which means the end, the goal, the highest level of keeping Shabbos is, even though we're learning halachas of Shabbos, but the halachas of Shabbos, it says, we know that, so it's Maise. So what happens? So we're talking here about the end. The first beginning of the Masichta is telling you that you have to be careful of Shabbos because if not, there is a Heitzo, you're taking away from Hashem. Comes on the end of Shabbos and it tells you that when you keep Shabbos and you finish the whole Masichta, it doesn't mean only learning. You finish, you're doing the whole Shabbos the way it's supposed to do, you will reach three levels. And the three levels are Peikikin, Omeidid, and Mekashin. Stuffing up the hole, measuring, and tying in this order. And it says, that's what you do. It's not the check you're allowed to. Every Shabbos, this is what happens. And this is it. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, as we said, you cause the Aliyas HaElomus, Aliyas HaMalchus, Malchus goes up, and the Klippas are bottle. Which means, what does it mean, klipas are bottle? That hole that's there in the creation, that softened hole, that's there that is a mocking for klipas, we stuff up. No more hole. That's Peikikin. Peikikin stuff up the hole. Then you reach the level of Zodah Atzilut, which are the Midas. Zoh, we said, is the six Midas. Meidedin. Meidedin comes from the same word. From the word Mido, like it says, Mido Sh'od Meided, Meidedin Lai. So Meidedin is a remnant for Midas. So this is the Seder of the end of Shabbos. To tell you what is Shabbos. Shabbos is fake, and you stuff up the whole of the Klippas. And then you reach the level, that's Malchus, going back to Atzilut. Then you reach the level of Meidedin. You have the Midas. And then you go even higher to the level where the level of Lakus, which is higher than Zohar Malchus, which combines them both. That's Keshrin. You tie it into one. That the Eir, which is higher than Zohar Malchus, and it's Mekasher Zohar Malchus, that's what shines. That's what the Inyan of Keshir is when you make two things into one, like we said before. And by doing that, you Mekasher all the Eilumis that Bechlau, you make. You bring down such a madrege that all the elements become one. Like this, we have Tzilas, Bri, Yetzira, Si, and this is Velt. They become one because if there's a real level of Gilei Lakus, there's only one. The Eibishter is the only. There's only one Rishus, Rishus Hayachid, and that's the Rishus of the Eibishter. We connect the world with the Chiddush Shalom. And this happens on Shabbos. And obviously, from Shabbos, from Mamshach, this a whole week to a certain degree. So here we have the Bir Alpi Nigle. Why it's Seder Loshen and the Masicht, the end of the Masicht is The Reim of the Madna Pekekim are made it in the Keshrin, and also I'll see this why it says these three Lashanis. Wanna see what to do? Wanna see what to do now? I stopped with it, but now I don't know. I'm afraid to push any button, not to erase it, not to ruin it. I just made end.
That means it ended.
Yeah, I ended.
That's it.
That now.
Yeah, it's ended.
Yeah, now we're just
end recording for all. You did that?
No.